Yes, welcome to the program. It is grand final day. Can you believe it? It is a spectacular day in the Harbour City. Maybe a little hot for rugby league. Nevertheless, there'll be three games of rugby league on today. It is a special edition of Crunch Time, and we can't wait to get into it. Thanks for joining us. You want to be a part of it? You can. 1300 01 1170. Get us on the text line as well. 0457 736 736. The regulars are in at the moment. I'm talking about Justin Horro, and of course he is a grand finalist from 2013. Also in Olympian, world champion, SEN hole filler. Wow, that sounds a little over the top. Don't know where we're going with that, James Magnusson. How are we, boys?
Big accusations. Hey, this turned into our regular team this season.
It did.
It's been a blast. I've really enjoyed this show. One of my favourite shows.
How many shows do you have? And where
three.
Are we actually? Yeah, right.
No, it's been a lot of fun. That's what I say to my children.
It's been a lot of fun this season
as we've settled into a little bit of regularity with the crew. Had a lot of great feedback on this show as well. The listeners seem to enjoy it too, Jimmy.
What I tend to find is that everyone brings something different, right?
Mm.
Still trying to work out what Tom brings, but we'll get to that. How are you, Tommy? You with us too?
I'm good.
That's good. Big day for the Roosters last week?
Yeah. Three games, three losses.
Okay. All right. But today you engage with the grand final as much as anyone, right?
Best day of the year for NRL fans.
Okay, absolutely it is. We've got lots to get through, of course. We look forward to doing that. As I said, we want you to be a part of it as well. As it starts off, you've been there, done that, mate. Can you take us through the week that the Panthers and the Broncos have been through? And to be fair, the Panthers know it inside out, but it's all brand new for the Broncos. But in particular, today, it feels like it's going to be the longest day ever as a player.
Yeah, it really does. I was in a really unique position where I'd come from a losing team in Parramatta. We had a couple of rough years, but the team that I'd got to was similar to Penrith Panthers in that they'd won a couple of competitions. They're a really successful team. So it was new for me and maybe one or two other players in the team, but for the rest of the group, it was business as usual. So it was hard to... Not only today, Jimmy, the entire week was an experience in itself. You know, the emotion of the prelim final, getting that done. Then we watched who were going to play the following day to see, you know, that it was going to be the Roosters. And, most likely we knew it was going to be the Roosters. And then, to be fair, it's a bit of a blur. You sort of run out.
Yep.
You run out of the tunnel and, you're trying to focus as much as you can, but the playing group that I was with had already won a couple, and it was a really loose changing room always.
Yes.
Like I said, going back to Parramatta was very tense because we weren't winning as many games. Every time we were in the changing rooms with the Manly team, it was very loose. Everyone was carefree. You know, Brett Stewart in particular would always scream something out down the tunnel.
Yes.
That was unique to maybe the week or... you know, whatever was trending for the team at the time. So he used to just, you know, scream out grouse or something, grouse, like, you know, whatever, like something just, and then you just drop the shoulders and go, all right, this is just, it felt like another week, but yeah. It wasn't. And, unfortunately we fell short, but it was a very cool experience.
So the waiting is the thing. Now, Missile, you would have done a whole heap of waiting in your time, but did you used to have events like heats and then semi-finals on the day and then finals at night?
So on the final, that would be the following day. So you go heat, semis one day, final the next. And I was just listening to Scope then. It was really interesting. So for my first World Champs and first Olympics, there weren't many senior swimmers on the team.
Right.
Certainly none that were still in the prime of their careers.
Yep.
So that there was no calming influence on the group. And I was just listening to what Scope said then about, you know, having some of those older players who've been there and done it before, and it just eases the tension.
Yeah.
There was no older swimmers on that team when I first came in. And so it was really tense and everyone was sort of awkward around me and tiptoeing around me because they're like, 100 freestyle coming up.
Yes.
And it kind of amplified it.
Yep.
And then later in my career, say... last meet I ever did, which was a Gold Coast Commonwealth Games in 2018.
Yep.
By that time, I'm 27, been there, done everything. Got the heats that day. The next day, the finals are coming up for our relays, and a couple of the boys are a bit nervous. Mate, relax. We got this. Like, and you can kind of ease their tension and go, it's cool. Like, let's go to the food hall and, you know, muck up a bit and just chill out. But you wish you had that older person when I was a younger swimmer. And when Scope was saying about the change room then, the feeling in the change room, I was watching the AFL grand final yesterday. And they pan to the Collingwood dressing room, and they're all pissing themselves laughing.
Wow.
I don't know what had happened.
Yeah.
They're all sitting there, and the coach is giving them the pregame speech. They're all sitting in like a little auditorium, and they're pissing themselves, all of them, wow, laughing. Wow. And then they pan to Brisbane. They were very serious. But when I saw that, and I was like, they are relaxed.
Yeah. I noticed that as well, Missile. I think the coach was pointing to something on the screen.
Yeah,
I don't know if
he
had like a TV monitor behind him, because obviously the cameras are shooting down just behind where the coach is. And he seems to be pointing, and the entire group was laughing. Like hysterically.
I'd love to
know what was on that screen or what they were pointing at.
And that must have been just after Kiss played.
Yes.
So they're almost about to run out.
Yeah.
And they're pissing themselves.
So you get that. That's a really interesting point. And you're listening through SENQ 693 AM in Brizzy, SEN 1620 AM on the Gold Coast, SEN 1170 AM in Sydney, SEN app anywhere, anytime. And so as a result of that, we've got a very diverse audience today. We know we've got lots of Broncos fans that are listening. We know the same for Panthers. We know there's people listening that are a little bit neutral today, but you might want to tell us who you're going for. And back to that point that you were making, both you boys, and that is the beauty of team sport, and the beauty of playing a sport where you can look to each other to fill each other. So, you know, when I was a young player and there was Craig Salvatore or there was Brad Fittler, even though it was the same age, it was Freddie, you're like, just relax a little bit. Whereas if they're not there, and you know, it's a younger team or it's an inexperienced team. And so you look at those teams today. Penrith, no problem. Been there, done that. 32 grand finals throughout the whole squad. Brisbane, they're going to look to Reynolds. They're going to look to Capewell. All these older heads, leaders within the team, even your Payne Haas, who's played multiple origins. You know, this is brand new because this means, in a very different way, so much to each player, Scope.
Yeah, we were lucky enough. I did the miles yesterday. Missile was unfortunately away at the gym. We were blessed to have Steve Walters and Bradley Clyde come in and talk about. And Steve Boxy brought up a good point. He said the experience, obviously, favours heavily towards the Penrith Panthers.
Yes.
But one thing you got to remember is about five or six of these guys now have been a part of a successful Queensland origin team 2 years in a row against pretty much the majority or five to six Penrith Panthers players. So
you got
five to six Queensland players like Reece Walsh, Cobbo, Flegler, Carrigan. There's probably one or two more I'm missing, but still that's a lot of names on top of Capewell. Sorry, Capewell's one more with grand final experience.
Yes.
And then obviously Reynolds. So you got five or six there. And then on the other side, on the flip side of that, the main players that they were successful against, in particular Reece Walsh, who seemed to get under the skin of Jerome Luai in big moments of origin, in some way can sort of just start to tilt that. Nowhere near in favour in this sort of game because they haven't played in a grand final yet. But it just sort of tilts it a little bit further, closer towards Penrith Panthers.
We will have a full NRLW grand final preview. We'll have a look at who do you think, listener, is going to be the next New South Wales Blues coach. So who do you think is going to be the coach? Who do you think should be the coach? That might be a different answer for you as well. We'll talk more about grand final week. The other one we thought we'd do, great grand final moment, favourite grand final moment. So they don't have to be moments from a grand final. They can be, but they might be moments for you personally for a grand final. Mine, 2003, Roosters v the Panthers. I'm sitting in the stands and my dad's just undergone his third bout of chemotherapy. He dies within the next 18 months. And I'm sitting there and we sat next to each other for the 2003 grand final, watching that game, hoping for a Roosters win, didn't get it, still waiting for them to win that game anyway. But that was one of the moments where I just remember being there with my late father. So that for me is a great grand final moment. I don't know if you boys have any others.
Yeah. So mine would be 2004. Went to that game with my dad.
Yep.
Very tense grand final as a Bulldogs fan. And that final tackle by Andrew Ryan on Michael Crocker. He drops the ball, seals the game.
Yeah. How old were you?
2004, we're 12.
12, right.
Yeah.
So that's intense. Your love of the Bulldogs is intense.
And it was one of those grand finals, because I've been to almost all the grand finals, at least as an adult.
Yep.
And there always seems to be out of town teams, or maybe like a bit more corporate, the crowd or whatever the makeup is.
Yes.
That was a really tribal grand final. I remember they split the supporter bases in half.
Yep.
We were at the end and it was all Bulldogs, very intense Bulldogs, flares, flags, name it. And the other end was all Roosters. In more recent times, I don't know if it's because it's interstate teams, but you seem to see maybe less jerseys, less flags a little. But yeah, it was a really high pressure grand final and very exciting one.
Yep, similar to you guys. So my first experience, I guess, with my dad as a fan, because he was still playing at the time. So 1994, I was 8 years old.
Wow.
He took me to I couldn't go out and say it, but as a kid, I loved the Raiders team. So again, yesterday, that Steve Walters and Bradley Clyde moment was as good as it got for me, right?
Yeah.
So dad was playing for Parramatta. They weren't as successful during that period. So he took me to the 94 grand final.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's when Laurie Daly sort of got tripped and stumbled and crawled his way to the to the trial
Scotty
line.
Wilson.
Who was it against?
Canterbury Bulldogs, mate. Bulldogs.
94.
Marty Bella dropped it off the kickoff.
Yes.
So I was 8 years old. And then even like away from the grand final, dad bought me a Canberra Raiders premiership winning shirt that they had that and all printed just in case.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had that and that was one of my favourite shirts from 8, 9, 10 years old all the way through until it didn't fit anymore.
Favourite player in that Raiders team?
Bradley Clyde.
Bradley Clyde.
Yeah, Bradley, I'd love, because dad played lock, right?
Yes.
So, like, that was sort of my favourite position. Obviously, dad's my favourite player.
I don't know. We could dig deeper here.
But they were struggling. So, Bradley, a mix between Bradley Clyde and Laurie Daly, obviously. And then I love Brett Mullins, the chip and chase that year. You know, when he did the double chip and chase.
Yes.
You know, watching those teams in Origin, so... Yeah.
Just on, you said you got that shirt after the game. How many shirts and hats and paraphernalia do you think they get printed with each respective side's, you know, premier's logo on it?
Yeah, it's a very good question.
I was watching Collingwood roll them out instantly after the game yesterday. Yeah. Shirts, hats. And I'm thinking there's got to be at least, I'm going to say at least 10,000 shirts of the opposition team.
Yep.
And you never see them pop up in Australia, so they must send them international.
Yeah, I wonder where, that's landfill. Really?
You reckon?
Is it, oh, what else?
Yeah, whatever.
Maybe Red Cross. Hopefully. Maybe Red Cross in Africa or I don't know.
There's a lot of paramedic gear out there, Dan. sorry to do that. But yeah, you'd imagine. And as soon as that win happens, the CEO or whoever says print times 4.
Yeah.
Like whatever you've ordered, times 4. Yeah. And you want to get them ASAP. It's a good question around the economics of that. Because winning a grand final, they say, oh, you only get $400,000 to win a grand final. No, you don't. You get millions and millions of dollars around merchandise, sponsorship, memberships for the next year.
Yeah. I've been involved with merchandise over the last couple of years with away from radio stuff. And now, I could imagine now it'd be pretty quick to get it done. But to have it at the stadium would be a lot different. But you're right. Yeah. Back in the day, they probably would have had to pre-plan. But
now,
I think nowadays you could get them up within... I don't know, some of the
few days.
Few of the companies. Printers? I don't know, man. Some of the printers could probably smash them out
same day at night,
get them out and
now
and
that
get
I've gone 20 years without seeing a Bulldogs grand final win again.
Ooh.
What if they won, I would buy everything.
Would
shirt,
you?
Jumper, hat, whatever there is,
yeah,
I'm
right.
buying all of it.
Right. Yeah,
everything. Because I know it'll probably be vintage by the time they win another one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it'll age.
Yeah. You know they'll then win 5 in a row. But anyway, that's all right. Jack Gibson has a great line about when he won the premiership. And that's what this Penrith side is looking to do, right? They're going to be the first side to do it in the salary cap era, but the first side to do it for 40 years. 81, 82, 83, the Parramatta Reels.
Do you think they'd have merch ready to go with like three-peat, 3 in a row?
Totally. All that. Yep. Jack Gibson said they got a blazer, a fully embroidered blazer when they won in 81. In 82, they added a pocket to it. And in 83, when they won it, they offered to get them dry cleaned. For the Parramatta Eels back in the day. 1300-01-11. So actually, while we're at it, what about great favourite grand final moments on field?
Ooh.
You might have... Andrew Ryan, ankle
tackle,
tap on Mick.
Yeah,
Mick,
or in that same game, the Hazem El-Mazi try that
Could took forever.
Yeah.
Took forever.
Yeah.
Could when is held, held?
Well, that was a big moment in that game, though.
Massive.
The one that's probably got a nostalgic feeling for me again, I think, is it the 99-2000 when St George Illawarra against
99,
Melbourne?
99.
And the coat hanger for the try.
Oh, yeah. Craig Smith.
Yeah, that's one that like really stands out for me. I remember just watching that as a kid going, wow, this is crazy. This is like a huge moment. What's going to happen? He was down on the ground for a while. Yeah. We didn't get a decision. The suspense felt like it went on for half an hour. It was probably a couple of minutes, but I remember at the time as a kid, I was going, oh, this is all time.
Pick of the board, who kicked the goal from in front?
Noddy. Matt Guy?
Yeah, Matty Guy playing 5'8" in
was
that
he?
Game.
Oh,
yeah.
No, Scott Hill. Or
Scotty Hill injured.
Oh, wow.
Scotty Hill injured. Yep. And I think Robbie Kearns was injured for that game too.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's painful when you look back. For me, Andrew Johns down a short side.
Yeah.
Yep.
And goes ball back on the inside. They hadn't beaten Manly in 12 goes. And they did it in the grand final on that play. And that was Joey playing when there was talk leading into the game about how he could die with the punctured lung and the broken rib and all of that sort of stuff. It was coming from the Manly doctor, but you know, it's true. But that play, when there they were looking to go for the field goal, he went, nah, I'm going down the short
side. Do you think that'd be the highest polled, I think? And not even like, because across the board, it's neutral fans. I think
it may have saved the ARL.
It was incredible. The impact that had at that time with the Super League war as well. 1300-01-1170. Let's go to the open line. John is on the line at Bronte. G'day, Johnny.
Yeah, g'day, Jimmy. How are you?
Really well, thanks, mate.
My favourite grand final that I remember, well, my first grand final that I really remember was 75 when Langlands wore the white boots.
Yes.
I was out there with my grandfather, and it was pretty close at half time. Then the Roosters just melted St George in the second half. But my favourite bit was they threw frozen Steggles chickens into the crowd, and my grandfather grabbed one of them. So
as a prize, or
yeah,
shot him out of a cannon, or just overarmed him.
overarm that. Overrun. I'll tell you, the other two grand finals was 89. I was there with my father, who's now departed, and that was unbelievable.
Wow.
I think that's my favourite grand final, 89. And you could just see Balmain just disintegrating in that second half, later in the second half.
Yep.
But my favourite moment is when the Pearl ran the length. The quick shift by Kevy. I think was that 92 when the Broncos scored that one?
Spot on.
Yep. Yeah, and that was just phenomenal. As soon as he got the ball, I was sitting next to my late cousin, Jimmy, that you know, and I said to him, he'll score. I said, he'll score, and I thought Wolford may have got him, but I just think that was a phenomenal effort by the Pearl to get there.
Outstanding, incredible. Got a harbour cruise that I'm doing today, all-star cast, Brian Fletcher, Ben Elias, Kerrod Walters, and the great Steve Reynolds. So,
what a game.
Yeah, that is a fantastic lineup.
You're going from here out to
from here, yeah, King Street War. I'm leaving early. I don't know. You two work it out who hosts. I'm out of here, man.
Scope's out of here too. I'm flying solo.
What time are you out of here?
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock. Okay. All right.
mate,
the missile. That's your favorite. That's your favorite show to work on, isn't it?
Oh man.
Here we go. Let's go to Jace out there at North Parramatta. What do you got for us, Jace?
G'day, Jimmy, Scope, and Missile. Boys, happy grand final day.
Yeah.
My favourite day of the year. My memories, best memory, I was lucky enough to be out at the grand final 2013. Sorry, Missile. But George Burgess's try, I was sitting on the 22-metre line. It was such a tense encounter, that one. Like, I think it gets a bit overlooked because of Sam Burgess's heroics.
Yes.
But George Burgess's try was enormous. It was just incredible. You forget that was Appy at dummy half.
Yes.
He gave him that extra bit of space, and the rest is history.
It's a great nomination, Jace. So disappointed. That was a grand final put on for the South Sydney Rabbitohs.
Yeah, I know. They rang the bell at the start.
They did.
I was sitting there with my dad going, what? It's happening. And I reckon it was 3-1 South fans in the crowd.
Yes.
I don't know if they got access the tickets or what happened. The whole time we were sitting there, I kept saying to Dad, this is just a celebration of South Sydney. What
of course
is
it
happening?
Yeah. That game was put on for the South Sydney Rabbitohs. It felt like that. George, I was out there working at it.
Yeah, George is very unlucky not to win, Clive. I think just because of the injury, probably Sam got it because of the heroics.
Yeah, Jace I just got right. Tommy to get his stats up here for this game. George Burgess.
Yeah, so George Burgess, 213 run metres from 18 runs, 72 post-contact. He obviously had a try, a line break, four tackle breaks, and 29 tackles in about 54 minutes.
Compared to
That's
Sam?
Huge.
Compared to Sam. So Sam played all 80, of course. Oof. He had 218 run metres for 22 runs.
Between
so,
the two of them, they just dominated.
64 post-contact, two tackle breaks. Also made 39 tackles for one miss.
Yeah. So there's not much in it. Not much in it.
But both of them, that's single-handedly those two.
So that is, I think the Bulldogs led 8-6 at one point. Or was it 6-8? You know, 8-6
in favour
of the Rabbits?
I haven't watched that game back.
Yeah.
For obvious reasons, but in my head, it was a really tight game until about 20 minutes ago, and then they blew us out, which was kind of disappointing for the memory of the game.
Sure.
It was. So it was about 6-6, and then George Burgess scores that try in the 55th minute, and then Avaa, Reynolds, and Inglis all score three tries in the last 8 minutes.
I'll tell you what, with that grand final, if you think about it, right, like a lot of people say George was unlucky not to win, Clive. If Sam goes off early in that game, they don't win, but then if George doesn't score that try, obviously they go on a run and they don't win that game. So both guys were equally as important.
Yeah.
And it stays in the family regardless, right? So
we might be being a little bit harsh on Semi on that one. Just on that, the only non-Australian to win the Clive Churchill medal,
there you go.
Sam Burgess.
Just quickly, you said before Martin Bella dropped a kickoff in a grand final. I've just had the start of the Q Cup versus New South Wales Cup, dropped the kickoff.
Yeah. Oh, who dropped that? South Sydney Rabbitohs. 5-8.
Yeah.
Nil all minute into that game. We'll keep you updated. 36 degrees at a core stadium. Haven't heard whether there's going to be a 20-minute drinks break. We know that they're taking all sorts of precautions associated with that.
For sure.
Lots of callers sending in their get us on the text line as well. 0457 736 736. Keep the calls coming too on this grand final day. 1300 01 1170. Stick around. We'll reveal the Rugby League Players Association champions for the NRL and for the NRLW and a unique betting option that has been identified by James Magnuson. Stick around.